there are people out there who would be borrowing under other circumstances, but they just can't get the credit at the moment. And it's difficult to see house prices stabilizing or even increasing without particularly a return to normal lending conditions.
Is this going to take perhaps some government intervention or even direction within the banking system? Because we seem to be stuck somewhat in a vicious circle. The mortgage market for the banks won't improve until the market bottoms out, but the market won't bottom out until the banks increase their credit. We do seem to be caught in that catch-22.
That's very well put. Effectively, the government needs to do two things, in my opinion. The first is it needs to put in place its own strategy in relation to the housing market and mortgage lending. For example, by putting in place targets for maximum loan-to-value. The second thing it needs to do is it needs to, as a shareholder rather than as a regulator, it needs to get them thinking about lending again. That's quite difficult at the moment because the banks are so concerned about day-to-day, month-to-month survival. Not really interested in 25, 30-year mortgage decisions at the moment. We need to turn that around and put aside enough money that there is a healthy level of lending so that the property market can go back to normality, which, in fairness, we haven't had in Ireland for a long time now. First it was too much and now it's too little. There's got to be the sort of Goldilocks level of lending where it's just right.